50,000 students in Michigan's largest school district came back to school buildings today where the drinking water has been shut off. Higher than acceptable levels of copper or lead forced Detroit school officials to limit access to water in those buildings. And now, instead of using drinking fountains, students will drink from water coolers or they'll use bottled water. Michigan Radio Sarah Swick is here with us. Sarah, we saw this in 2015 in Flint. Here we are talking about Detroit. So how is this working for this first day of school?
I just want to be clear, when we say they shut off the water to all Detroit public schools, they didn't shut off all the water. They're just shut off the drinking water. So water fountains, for example, and sinks, there's no water that is going to them. But there is water for, you know, bathrooms, using flushing toilets, washing your hands. And the drinking water situation actually at the one school that I visited and heard anecdotally about some others was the district has already delivered water coolers to all the schools for students and staff to drink from. So it didn't seem like on the first day of school anyway that this drinking water issue was such a big deal in terms of, you know, everybody just getting back to school.
Now, why did the DPSCD decide to turn off the drinking water in all of its schools?
Well, the short answer is, according to the superintendent, Nikolai Vitti, it was out of an abundance of caution. They did some initial rounds of testing, and the tests came back for about 50 schools so far. And at 34 of those schools, one or more water sources tested showed high levels of or higher than acceptable levels of copper or lead. So Dr. Vitti's reasoning was statistically going, if that trend continues, they're going to have 60 to 70 schools with elevated levels at some water source. So he made the decision to just shut down all of the drinking water sources at all of the schools, just like he said, out of an abundance of caution.
As my mother used to say, it's better to be safe than to be sorry. What else are we hearing from Superintendent Vitti?
Well, he wanted to be very clear that this is something that the district undertook proactively and that it just wanted to know once and for all about the safety of all of its water sources, and that this turned out to be justified, based on these initial round of test results. But Dr. Vitti has been pretty clear and pretty vocal about the fact that this is something they did voluntarily because state law, federal law, local law, nothing requires schools to test all of their water sources for elevated levels of copper and lead. And Dr. Vitti thinks that that's not right.
We should be water testing throughout this country in every school and every water source, especially in the city of Detroit.
What about parents, Sarah? What are we hearing from them?
From the couple that I was able to speak with and just anecdotally hearing sort of word of mouth, most parents seem pretty happy that the district undertook this effort and that they're keeping them informed and that they're being fairly transparent about the results and the reasoning behind this. I suppose it helps that the district does seem to have a short-term plan in place for providing drinking water. But I did talk to one parent, Dantes Moss, who said that he thought that everything should probably work out okay.
Well, if it's safe to wash your hands, the danger is out the way, right? So I guess for the most part, we probably get lead in our own pipes too. So I think everything could be okay.
Any idea, Sarah, how long this might last? Because the Flint kids are still using bottled water and drinking from water coolers 3 years later.
Right. Well, they've got probably a couple more months or at least a few more weeks before all of the test results come in. So they have to wait for those before they decide on shorter and longer term plan of action. Dr. Vitti was saying he sort of gave the impression that his preferred longer term solution might be to establish sort of drinking water stations within each school. So they wouldn't necessarily have to redo all of the infrastructure in the schools, since they don't necessarily know the source of the high levels of the metals, and that these sort of standalone water stations would have their own piping and their own, obviously, new equipment, so that way they could have guaranteed safe water without having to redo all of the infrastructure, just sort of take a guess at what's actually causing the problem. But it'll take at least a couple more months before it's clear sort of on the source of the contamination and what they're going to do about it.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much.